A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 27th chapter, verses 1 through 10. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate, the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom the price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today's meditation on God's word is from the Reverend Monty Hahn, chaplain with Lutheran Senior Services.
Well, dear friends in Christ, grace us with your presence. It's a phrase that I recall hearing as I grew up. We'd be gathered as family, and I would walk into the room and feel the family warmth around me. "Monty, come grace us with your presence." What a warm welcome. Yet, as I reflect on today's scripture, I can't help but think that the only one who can truly grace us with his presence is our Lord himself. Through his wonderful saving work on the cross, we have been wonderfully graced with his saving, forgiving presence in our lives. The significance of his presence can be seen throughout Matthew 27, verses 1 to 10. It's sad, but in this particular text, we learn of the significance of his presence really primarily by a negative example: Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of Jesus. Judas had given in to sweet whispers of greed and had sold his Savior out for just 30 pieces of silver. As is often the case with sin, those sweet whispers turned sour and smelly as Judas became more and more aware of his horrific sin, the sin of betraying innocent blood. It's good, however, that Judas repented of this sin and returned the 30 pieces of silver. Since Judas repented, then, well, why the tragic suicide? Well, the answer lies in the object of Judas's faith. He went back to the so-called religious leaders of the day looking for some kind of absolution. Well, they had none to give, or at least none that they were willing to share. Their lack of compassion can be found in their response to Judas's remorse. "What's that to us? See to it yourself." So Judas, left to deal with it himself, took his own life. If only Judas had put his faith in the one he had betrayed rather than those whitewashed tombstones that called themselves leaders. To see the difference that Jesus' presence makes, we only need to look around a bit in Scripture. There are other examples of horrific sin that ended much differently. The most readily apparent example is found in Judas's fellow disciple, Peter. The previous chapter ends with Peter weeping bitterly and denying that he knew Jesus three times. Peter repented, as did Judas, but turned to Jesus in faith, not to the teachers of the law, and Jesus graced him with his presence. Peter is reinstated and commissioned to feed my sheep. David's sin with Bathsheba is another example of the significance of God's presence. David is confronted by God through the prophet Nathan. He repents and he leans on God's mercy and is restored. The presence of Jesus is not only significant for the people whose names are recorded in Scripture. His presence is equally significant for Christ's followers of the 21st century. That's you and me. Each of us sins daily. Our sin might not seem as horrific as that of David or that of Judas, but left unchecked, is just as deadly. Each of us are confronted by the Word of God, and we find ourselves rightly remorseful. Let's follow the example of Peter and of David. Let's not turn to ourselves or to what the world has to offer for relief. Let's turn in faith to Jesus. As we put our faith in Him and Him alone, He indeed graces us with His presence and restores us so we can be used to feed the sheep with the presence of Jesus. Truly, it is a blessing that Jesus graces us with His presence each and every day. And we pray. Dear God, we praise You for daily gracing us with Your presence through Your Son, Jesus. Use us as His body to grace others with Your presence, that they might find peace in You. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank the Reverend Monty Hahn, chaplain with Lutheran Senior Services, for the meditation on God's Word today.